Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro, go.
Vital,
go fly.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go fly.
Calm.
We're go fly.
GNC,
we're go.
Down here, go.
Control,
go.
Go.
Go. FAO,
we are go.
Network, go.
Recovering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello again, I'm Rodolfo Roman with The Roman Show, and it's a pleasure to have Mr. Cav of the band Blitz Vega. You can check them out. There's some singles available right now on your favorite streaming service, but this in itself is a wonderful story. Blitz Craig included the late Andy Rorick, part of the Smiths. And this has been a work that started pre-pandemic and just to the last breath of Mr. Rorick passed away last year. It's finally done and it's going to be released in April. Cav, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to me. And when I look at this, he passed away last spring of last year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be released in spring of this year as well, ironically. But you guys had been working on this before the pandemic. There has been some singles that have been released from 2019, I believe, the date I saw. So it took a little time. Then the pandemic hit. Do you think, though, that helped this project come to life even better? Because you had that time to really think and work around it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing was, because Andy was unwell for a number of years, it was kind of... We did have the time in the studio before the pandemic, you know, because we had to cancel a few tours. People weren't aware of his illness because he didn't want to discuss it. He was a very private guy like that, and so a lot of our focus was always sort of based in the studio, you know. So we were recording over 7 years, making this record, and you know, a lot of other songs as well. So, but the pandemic allowed us to allow, you know, because we were in LA finishing the record, and then I came back to the UK when COVID hit, and Anthony went back to New York. So we were just working in our individual studios and working with, you know, just remotely and stuff. So it allowed me to get the vocals and stuff really right, you know, because I wasn't performing to people in the studio. I was just singing in my own little bubble, you know. So in that way, it helped, definitely.
So each song tells a story. I would say that the record itself tells a story. Which one would you think, out of the songs that have not been put out there that we're not aware of, really hits close to home, where the people are going to say, wow, that's just going to move me away? Which one is it? Or is it everyone, since each and every single song has a story to tell?
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, like, each one of those songs means so much to me and the band and everyone involved, because there's so much beneath the song, you know. It comes out as a 3.5 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute, 6 minute song, maybe, but, you know, there's such a big journey, you know, behind that. And that's the thing. I mean, I have my personal favourites. Lost Myself is a favourite. Also, there's like, you know, there's a song called High Gravity, which Andy really loved. There's a song called Disconnected, which is coming out, is our next single, which was all sort of recorded from Andy's bass. You know, we built the song around the bass when he came in with the idea. So it was kind of like, you know, each song has so much meaning to it. You know, there's angry songs, there's, you know, fun songs, there's songs, you know, celebrating things, celebrating life, you know, adventures, experiences. You know, everything we experienced over that period is kind of captured on the 10 songs on the album. So, you know, I don't know, you know, sometimes I like one, sometimes I like another, but I've only really been, had to really listen to the record again properly recently with a different head, and it really does feel like a bit of a celebration, a lot of it. I can hear Anthony's bass lines, so, you know, I feel as if he's like smiling when he's playing, you know, his parts and stuff, and which he was. He was never, you know, more, he was always most happiest in the studio doing his thing.
So despite his situation, he still had this desire, this passion of finishing this project. And how, as a band, did you guys get together to, you know, maybe we all go through good days and bad days, but I'm sure with what he was going through was probably tougher than what you and I faced. But how are you guys as a group able to keep that positivity, that energy to, hey, we got to finish this thing?
Yeah, you know, that's just the way we are, I guess, as people as well. But Andy, it all came from Andy, because Andy, you always knew it was there, you know, it was there, it was like a shadow hanging over the band, and more so obviously Andy and his, you know, loved ones. But the thing was, you know, he just never really wanted to talk about it in that way. So when he would have, like, I don't know, some kind of thing going on at hospital in New York, they'd jump on a plane, come to LA, and he'd be in studio zone then, you know, he was just like, just buzzing to be there and record and work and excited to talk about the future. And that's what we did. We were always laughing and joking in the studio. We were always having fun, you know. We had a lot of kind of quite straight sort of, I suppose, sense of humor where, you know, it's kind of, You make fun of each other, you know. You make a joke, and it's just constant laughs, and, you know, pointing to names or whatever it is, you know, just having fun. And that was always the vibe at the studio. You know, we just enjoyed playing music and recording music together. That everything else kind of stayed outside once that studio door was closed.
Now, you've released some songs, there's been some singles already. Are these going to be part of the album or no? Or there's completely different new stuff that we have not heard?
Yeah, I mean, there's some others. Yeah, a couple of the songs like Lost and Found and Strong Forever are on the album as well. So, the songs that were chosen for the album were the songs that, you know, Andy really wanted out there. As far as an album goes, because it is an album as far as the old school way of thinking of an album, you know, it was kind of like we wanted to make a piece of work rather than just a collection of songs, and that was always something that was really important to Andy and really important to me as well, so that's what we did. We put together, you know, a piece of work that all connects with, you know, it connects, and if people listen to the whole album from start to finish, then it kind of hopefully makes sense, you know.
So did Andy, before he passed away, was he able to hear the entire thing?
Yeah. He you know, it was like 2 or 3 weeks before he passed, so, you know, he listened to the whole album, he had his notes, and he just sort of kind of, you know, instructed me on what he wanted for the project and what he wanted for the album as far as the track order and the songs that he wanted, you know, on there, and what he wanted tatted up and down and stuff like that. So you know, this was his project from the first day we started it to, you know, obviously it still is now, and that's kind of helps us focus, because the most important thing is that, you know, you fulfill a promise that you promise someone, and that's kind of what, you know, I'm focused on doing, really, and the band, we just want to deliver what we said we would to Andy, you know, and then you can kind of go, well, you know, we did what he wanted, and he would be happy with that, and that's kind of really important to us.
Prior to finishing this, and when you were really working on those singles, did you get a chance to perform any of them live with Andy?
Yeah, we played two shows. You know, we played one in London We did this live Abbey Road thing in Studio 2, and then we played House Machines in LA. So we got to perform there. Everything was really sort of out of place then. The things were moving forward from a live point of view, but again, then because he would get better and then it would come back. So then when we were getting ready to book shows and stuff, it came back, and then before we knew it, you know, that was 2019. Then we're in 2020, and we're just finishing off the record. He was in a good place at this point, and we were looking at booking tour dates, and then COVID hit, so that kind of stopped that from happening. And then when we started to revisit it, you know, unfortunately, he got, you know, a lot further down his journey with his illness, so it kind of made it really difficult at that point. And it was all our focus was just get this album finished, you know, get it done, and that's the thing that's important.
Of course, you know, when musicians lose someone, a part of the member, the whole what's next is always up in the air. We don't know, but are there any plans of maybe performing these songs live at one point on the year end?
Yeah, definitely. No, we played our first show back in London at the Scala venue about a week, 2 weeks ago. So that was the first show. And then we've got a concert that we're planning for Andy in LA at the end of September, October next year. We're also, you know, going out performing the songs live, just to, you know, the two clear things that he pointed out that were important to him is that the album is released, and we would, and to make sure that we go and release the record. Go on tour. So that was kind of what he wanted. So we're taking it out on tour, and that's, you know, we'll just play as many places as people want us to come play. That's it, really.
Well, Kev, I want to thank you so much. And again, April 26th is the date. Northern Gentlemen, the group Blitz Vega. Check that out. Perhaps one of the last works of Mr. Andy Rorick and with the rest of the gentlemen. Northern Gentlemen dropping April 26th. Blitz Vega is the band. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to hearing the rest of the album. And beautiful stuff there. I'm sure Rorick is looking from upstairs and with a big smile.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.